If you're like me, you might be thinking about your garden a lot right now. We are so close to spring and putting those plants into the ground. Well, according to the USDA, 80 million American gardeners and growers use its plant hardiness zone map as a guide for planning and planting. Last year, it was updated from the 2012 version using data measured at weather stations from 1991 to 2020. About half of the country moved into the next warmest half-zone classification. To learn more about it, I spoke with Glenn Bupp, a commercial horticulture educator for Penn State Extension. He works with vegetable and small fruit growers, as well as landscapers. How does the USDA plant hardiness map work? How are the zones determined?
They are based off of the average low temperatures over the winter, and they're in 10-degree increments. So the difference between 6 and 7 would be 10 degrees, but within those zones, there's A and B, which is separated by 5 degrees. And they are helpful for, especially for gardeners and people in horticulture, to determine best plant fits for plants that are going to be acclimated to different temperature zones. But it also is helpful for determining when plants are going to bud out and growing degree days for pests. Many insects emerge based on the amount of temperature that has accumulated through the season. So obviously, in areas where it's colder, it takes longer for accumulated temperatures to accumulate. So insects in those areas may emerge later, whereas in areas where it's warmer, they're going to come out earlier as well. Also, some insects have different amounts of generations per year based on how long those warm temperatures last. So obviously, that has implications for areas when if they become on average warmer, you may see changes in these insect populations.
How do you use the USDA plant hardiness map?
It's a very good tool, especially when talking with folks about plant selection. And when they have questions about whether or not a plant's going to be well adapted to a specific area, that's one good way. Another would be for planting dates. So it can be very informative for when we expect our last and first frosts to be, which is useful for knowing if there's enough time for a plant to be harvested, or if you're going to put a plant in the ground, what kind of protection it may need if you're kind of hedging your bets prior to a frost, for instance.
An updated map was released late last year. What are some of the changes in Pennsylvania?
I mean, I deal mostly with Western Pennsylvania. And so when you kind of just type in zip codes for Western Pennsylvania, it shows you, it's really a fun tool. It shows you what your USDA growing zone is. And it also will actually show you what the changes are from that 2012 map. On average, it's like a 3 to 4 degree change across different zip codes in Western Pennsylvania. So that might kick you from like a 5A to a 5B. It might even leave you in a 5A. That doesn't mean that we won't get, or in that year zone, you still won't get that possibly a record-breaking cold. It just means that those averages have adjusted 3 degrees warmer. And that change, to me, is it doesn't mean that we're generally warmer, but what that does mean is that we have like more wild variations, especially in our transitional season time. So it doesn't mean that we can go start planting palm trees, right? But it does mean that we need to be careful with these temperature swings, especially like, you know, kind of almost what it feels like we're experiencing now, where it's really warm and then really cold. And it's those feelings of like when it's hard to get used to something, used to the temperatures, and then you get these wild changes. It's kind of indicative that you're going to get more of that.
Yeah, that's what happened last year when we had that really crazy cold snap at Christmas time and a bunch of my plants died that had overwintered for a lot of years and they just kind of they couldn't do it.
You see a lot of people whose plants start to break dormancy early and then a cold front or a cold snap can come in and ruin that new growth because that new growth is sensitive to the cold. So this can happen also with like apple growers, for instance. You know, you get the flower buds that come out and then the cold whacks all the flowers off. And that's when you get a bad apple crop. And that can be determined this early in the season. But the same thing is true with ornamental shrubs that might break dormancy early. And then we get a, you know, cold snap that comes in or a late frost and all of that foliage just kind of almost burns off. It turns brown and drops.
How can home gardeners or people who have farms navigate changes in either their plant hardiness zone or increased temperatures?
You can be thoughtful about what you plant, for one. The best advice is to plant things that are well adapted to our area. So I always like to promote native plants for one. But that just because it's native doesn't mean it's necessarily the right native. You want to be selecting plants that have wide ranges in their USDA growing zone adaptability. So, for instance, if you're in a USDA growing zone 6, choosing something that has a range between 3 and 9 is going to probably be a pretty safe bet. Whereas if you're on the edge of that, selecting a plant that maybe is a 3 to 6A, you might have problems with that. And you can think of it from the other perspective as well. So not pushing those zones, as you hear people say that, like, don't push through your zones is a good piece of advice. But also selecting plants that are kind of generalist in their range. They have wide adaptability. And diversity is good too. So, diversity to me kind of is the same as resilience. So if you can put more diversity in your landscape, you're going to be resilient to variable changes in the weather. But if you do have plant specimens that you're really protective of and, they break that dormancy early, you might consider covering them with a cloth type material, avoid plastic, because plastic will not trap in that heat as well, and can actually lead to more issues. So, that's one piece of advice. And bringing your plants in too. I mean, if they're containerized plants, don't be afraid to just put them in the garage for a short period of time, to get them through some of the variable temperatures.
My home garden is in Zone 6B, which is the same as the 2012 map. And so the average lowest annual winter temperatures are between -5 and 0 degrees Fahrenheit. I have never been able to overwinter lavender in my front yard anyway. I'm trying it in different places, but it just doesn't really seem to go. I'm just going to try it in a pot, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, and that's one of the, like, I guess a nod to picking regionally adapted types of plants. So obviously lavender likes like more arid type conditions. And along with these changes in temperatures, we can probably also expect changes in different climate patterns too, either more or less wetness, in some cases more or less cloud cover. And I mean, you see issues with Colorado blue spruce all over the place. And even though that has probably a growing zone that we fit within, it's really well adapted to drier conditions, and the East Coast is quite wet. So there's quite a few, fungal problems that come in with the humid weather. And so that's why it's not just like North American natives, but picking something that's even more regionally adapted on top of the wide growing zone adaptations is going to provide at least an easier gardening experience.
What are some of the common questions you get from gardeners or farmers about planting zones?
Knowing what the USDA growing zone tool is and what it actually means. I mean, there are questions. For instance, I had a question today from a farmer asking me if they should uncover their strawberries because the strawberries are starting to emerge under the mulch that they've put it under. But we're going to get a lot of cold coming in next week. So you get a lot more types of questions like that that hit on the reason why the changes have been made.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Glenn Bupp is a commercial horticulture educator for Penn State Extension. There's a link to the updated USDA Plant Hardiness Zone map where you can enter your zip code and find out about your growing zone at our website, alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.